This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news in brief for June 14th. I'm Paul Plack. Texas Republican Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison says NASA is breaking the law by winding down the Constellation program early. NASA says it's simply obeying a federal law which prohibits committing the government to spending that's not already authorized by Congress. Four congressmen are pressing Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood to get moving on a notice of proposed rulemaking for crew flight duty time limits. NATA's 2010 Air Charter Summit last week reported a 50% increase in attendance compared to 2009. Airbus says last week's ILA show in Berlin produced commitments covering 67 aircraft valued at over $15.3 billion, including firm orders for 32 A380s and MOUs for 35 more. The Hawker Beechcraft Services Indianapolis Service Center says it can now paint planes up to the size of the Hawker 4000. The FAA and EASA have granted approval to Dassault for an auto brake feature on the Falcon 2000 EX Easy Series. NTSB has issued specific safety proposals for charitable flights and wants the Air Care Alliance to respond within 90 days. Publicity over Delta Airlines' destruction of a charitable fundraiser's bicycle checked aboard one of its flights has apparently got the airline to soften its hard line against compensation. Last week, Delta mixed up paperwork for two unaccompanied minors who wound up in the wrong cities as a result. And Hilton Head Island in South Carolina has a local ordinance against aerial advertising. The FAA would like a word. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves gets into more GA accidents that didn't need to happen. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.